Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Maricopa County, Arizona, and time for your daily nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. Our TGIF live studio audience has been moving all week, eating some organic fruit, turned off the TV, and are feeling good. They're ready to take action this week and to grow their businesses, enhance the quality of their lives, and make a difference by going to our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, grabbing their pens and paper, and listening to episodes 171 to change everything. No more excuses from this crowd, and of course, no more masks. We're wrapping up week two of March Madness, Maskless Month of Makeovers, Motivation, and Marketing. Today's topics on episode 179, Hollywood Films, Gut Health, Family Coach, Cannabis, and Recording Artists. Delivered by partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Alexia Maloki, making movies with purpose and a real script. Who knew they still did that? Laura Martin, your gut is the secret to your health. Dr. Cam Caswell, advice from the doctor to help your teens and family. Dan Perkins, American's Cannabis Conversation. Ebony Archer, the Ebonizer. Motivation from the entertainment mogul. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Just a couple things. Number one, the $1.9 trillion fake COVID relief package, a.k.a. the biggest money laundering slush fund bribes and payback scam of all time, was signed, and only 9% of the money is going to you, the American people. There's also $1 trillion from packages passed last year that has not been spent. So that's $2.9 trillion that's going to be pushing forward agendas that will hurt every aspect of your life from every direction, all on a mission to destroy this country. Here's some very interesting language buried deep within the fine print. Any city, county, or state taking money from it is not, repeat, not allowed to lower taxes for the American people. This is by design, so the red states don't take the funds and the blue states will have even more money to bail out their poorly managed pension funds, union contracts, and overall budgets. How nice is that? Number two, Sleepy Joe went on TV last night and wasn't so sleepy. Did you notice he acted the complete opposite of how you've seen him in every other televised appearance since January 20th? I don't know what they give this guy to prop him up for these special events, but I want some of it. Hey, number three, last night I went to my first precinct committee man meeting, and it was so great to be around like-minded people who love this country and actually want to save it. I was extremely impressed with our state senator, Michelle Ugamti-Arita, and our state representative, Joseph Chaplick. They're really two good politicians who are fighting to end the anarchy in Arizona. We're going to have them both on the show so you can hear it for yourself. Again, good people doing good business and good things. I also had a lot of conversations. And when I say Maricopa County, OMG, it is so much bigger than election fraud, guys. And we're going to be exposing all of it over the next couple of months. So stay tuned, my friends. The angry patriot is on the loose and the bad guys aren't going to like it. Number four, it's day 12 of March Madness, maskless month of 31 days of makeovers, motivation, marketing, and more. Next week's theme is community awareness, action, and faith. So spend a little time this weekend thinking about what's important to you and how you want to get involved. Don't forget to listen to episode 171. Gives you all the instructions on a take action at the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Today's topics on episode 179, Hollywood films, gut health, family coach, cannabis, recording office. It's March 12th, and here's your daily reminder. The demon rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities, those 11 bigs, have no use for you, the American people, except take your money and freedom. They've done a pretty good job of it for the past year. It's because we let them. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. Here's a little fun to get you in the Friday night mood. I want to be your Friday night sweet night, summertime sunshine, barefoot in the moonlight. I want to be your jackpot, hot spot, wide open road in a candy apple rack top. I want to set you free. I want to take you high. I want to be your Friday night. It's time to rip off your dirty mask, reclaim your freedoms, go back to normal, take action, and reopen America. Now let's meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 179, Hollywood films, gut health, family coach, cannabis, and recording office. Number one, first up, batting first, leadoff hitter, Alexia Malachi, Hollywood producer of Little Studio Films and host of the Heart of Show Business podcast. Give it up, audience, for a good friend of mine. Alexia, how are you today?
Woohoo! I'm dancing to your amazing music. I love your voice, even when you're giving crappy news about the country. You make me happy because of how you speak. And the music. Oh my gosh, I'm dancing. I'm good now that I'm speaking to you. Hello. Hello from mask-covered California. We're so muzzled here. Welcome.
I think that was the best intro that a guest has ever done on the show. That was absolutely amazing. Hands down, number one, my friend. Number one.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm not muzzled, even though I'm wearing a mask. I'm ready to talk.
Oh, man. So California is just still, it's just a shame what they've done, you know. And your industry, unfortunately, has led the charge, you know, with the brainwashing and the propaganda and manipulation and desensitizing us to all of these things that years ago were just something you would think are in an actual horror movie, seem to be commonplace, no big deal. You know, part of the problem. But the good thing is you and a few others, and I think there's a couple friends of yours, you're totally opposite of that. Everything that you do, everything you stand for, the type of movies that you're making really are, you know, like I said, you have a purpose and a script where there's a conversation. So thanks for being one of the good guys trying to save the world one good movie at a time.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. And you know what? I actually have hopeful news because I just finished the Berlin Film Market, which is a very big convention where they're unveiling a lot of the new films that are coming out in Hollywood. And you, Michelle, are going to be so happy because there are so many great inspirational stories, life stories. Like they're doing the biopic of Wendy Nyad, you know, the swimmer who swam from Florida to Cuba, you know, in her 60s, starring Annette Bening. So that's going to be really inspirational. Yes. There is another great movie called Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, which is so beautiful, about a woman who's a cleaning lady and she ends up wanting to use her savings to buy a Christian Dior dress. And she goes to Paris and they look down on her because she's a cleaning lady. But guess what? She meets Christian Dior, the designer himself, and, you know, teaches people from being American all the things that you know, freedom and beauty and hope and everything. And so there is a lot of really great projects. I wish they were my production. Sadly, they're not, but mine are just as good. But just thought I'd give you a little positivity that I think there is a shift in Hollywood and all over the world. So I'm actually excited. These voices are finally being spoken. Yes.
Wow. Wow. You know, maybe it's they're realizing that some of these movies that do have the real scripts and have some sort of a meaning to it, they're looking at the numbers at the box office. You know, like they when they come out with these more spiritual or even Christian-oriented movies, that they're getting incredible feedback and ratings from people, and they're getting, I guess maybe now it's downloads, but or they're even just getting the revenue and they're seeing that and they're like, oh, maybe we should kind of cut out the guns and you know, the movies that are just kind of way too negative and dark. So they're getting the picture a little bit, like no pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just think people like, I think, you know, listen, there's always a positive thing to something that happens in the darkness, like the stupid, you know, how do you call it? Fake demic. I call it the fake demic because it's not, you know, well, you know, I feel about it.
I call fake it the, I call it scam-demic. The political, I call it the political propaganda plan-demic. So that's what I say. That's what I call
exactly, it. Exactly. So, I mean, nothing to say. Of course, there were a lot of lives that were lost, and you know, I'm terribly sorry
but
for
can
anybody
I say
who's
one
lost
thing?
Their life.
Can I say one thing to that?
Absolutely.
It was actually, I just want to, you know, yes, there were lives lost, but it just, as we said before, it depends on what column you put the numbers of the lives lost. In 2020, the amount of people that died is actually less than the years prior for 2019, 18, 17, 16, and 15. So if you think, if you put it in perspective and you actually put the people that died in the correct categories, people that died from quote unquote COVID was less than the normal flu season. So actually nothing changed. Okay. So that's, I just want people to put things into perspective that these are real numbers, and you can call it COVID because if you looked at, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, I want to go back to the movies, but I just want to make it clear because I'm tired of listening to people on television and in the media and social media say these things on purpose. The amount of people, you know, what they did at all, it was all the testing, right? So the testing, if you look, almost anything could come up as COVID because they manipulated the testing calculations and the PCR testing. So if you're having it calculated 40, see this, the actual results that would come back as positive. A can of Coke came back as positive having Corona. A kumquat in another country came back as, and a goat. And we know that that doesn't make any sense. I'm not kidding. And then there was celebrities where one nostril came back as you have COVID on your left side of your nose, but you don't have COVID on the right. So I'm not making this up. This is all real. Okay. This is all real. And like people would get tested and three times they'd be negative and one time they'd be positive because they manipulated the numbers. So if you put it into perspective, this was actually less deaths than every other year. So ponder that, people.
Ponder that, and also ponder about the psychological effects of living in fear, because there is a thing that we need to think about. How many people die from car accidents? Every time you're getting in your car, there is only a little orange line dividing you and incoming traffic. You know, you could be just be driving down and you could be just like gone in a minute. So are you going to be locked up in your house and never use your car again? Think about this for a second, because there is more death from car accidents in the world, millions. So be very, very careful about what you listen and what you process, you know, and this is something that is so important. And I think Hollywood has a responsibility, going back into my field, to give out information that is going to make people lift their spirits and not get them further depressed, because we are in the midst of a huge crisis. Everybody's hurting. I heard your beautiful talk right now about what's happening with our, you know, what the government is supposed to give us, to all the businesses that are hurting. And you know what? We need to work with hope and not with fear. And one of the things that, if I can give some inspiration, because I know my little segment is short and I don't want to just be talking about Hollywood, but just a little inspiration for you guys and a little tip about life, is that whenever you're feeling down, look at all the reasons that you're doing what you're doing, whatever business you're doing, because you know what? Your reasons come first and your answers come second. And if you keep focusing on the reason of why you're doing what you're doing, whether you are have a restaurant because you love food, or you are, you know, landscaping because you love landscaping, keep focusing on the reasons that you're doing what you're doing. And the answers on how you're going to keep doing them will come. So stay focused on the reasons. I always remind myself, why do I want to do what I want to do in my life? And it's because I want to inspire, uplift, and use the medium of the arts, film, and TV to show people true stories, to show people hope, to show people resilience, to show people that there is good in the world. And that's why I do what I do. It's not easy in Hollywood, you know the story, but I'm going to keep doing it. So that's what I would tell everybody. That's something super important. Always remember the reasons of why you're doing what you do. And that's my little Friday wisdom, my friend.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it was brilliant, brilliant. And just to kind of give an overview for the audience who is not familiar with you, you've been in this industry and with your film company for like 25 years. So going back to what you said about the reason you do things, in your swimming upstream, right? You're like the biggest salmon in the stream because you're in an industry that is opposite of what you're doing, but you're still doing it. You're still surviving. Obviously, you're still paying your bills. You're still making movies. So think about that, everybody. You know, the reason you're doing it, even though you're up against the big bad bear or the big bad wolf, You could still make an impression. You could still make a difference, and you could still be successful because you're doing it for a specific reason. You're a gleaming example of that.
Yes, and find people who is your tribe. Find people that think like you. I'm so glad I found you, Michelle, because you're bringing people together who think like you. And we're not talking politics. We're talking about life.
No.
We're talking about values. We're talking about standards. And that is so important that people stay connected through good people doing good things, because you really never know how one word can change a person's life. Somebody could be tuning in, listening to you right now, and will be going, oh my gosh, I was about to close down my shop, but now I remember why I love my shop so much. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep it open. So this is so important. Everybody you have here or your guests, I mean, God bless you for what you do. And more people should be tuning in to listen to this woman, because you're doing so much good and you have no idea how what you're doing can affect other people. And so be careful what you put out, right? That's the truth. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much. Like I said, this is your number one segment. And I'm not just saying that because you've complimented me. Really, your insight, you've almost become like a prophetic philosopher and like an inspirational. It's like the writer in you is coming out and you're just, you know, showcasing your talents and wisdom and knowledge and really some great motivation for people to put things into perspective. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Like I said, I just don't want to be just like, because I'm like, who cares about show business? And people go, like, I want to hear about some Hollywood producer who's like talking about her movies. But I want to be able to offer value and inspiration. And that's why I so enjoy coming to your show, because really it's about that, no matter what business you're in. So there you go.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to listen to my podcast, that's great. Otherwise, it's okay.
Well, you know, it's all about, you know, you said it's about, you know, having people, you know, finding your tribe and being in a like-minded community, but it's also about sharing stories and sharing personal stories and personal experiences. And you want to hear those things from people. I mean, obviously you're an incredible story sharer. I'm just kind of reiterating what people are saying and giving them a place to do that. I mean, you're creating a story into something from paper to actual screen where it becomes visual. I mean, that's an art that takes a lot. It's a lot more work than me showing up here on a microphone and having guests come on it and talk about things. So you definitely are incredible kudos for doing that. Real quick, do you want to talk about the podcast? Because I know that you really have some interesting guests and some funny stuff. And always, I know that I always ask you for scoops. So I'm not going to ask you for any inside information because you will not disclose any and give me that little nugget of just scoop that I want. But you have some really amazing, interesting guests that talk about some behind the scene things. So just mention the podcast or give any information on some upcoming or some really cool past guests that you've had.
Yes. I mean, listen, my podcast is really all about journeys, right? And survival and resilience. So of course there is action stories and behind the scenes stories about, you know, how certain movies got made and how certain, you know, producers do the things that they do. But it's really all about life lessons. Who I have coming up that I'm very, very excited talking about happy movies. It's coming up in about, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, is Warren Coleman, who is the writer of Happy Feet, the animation movie, Happy Feet 1 and 2. And so, yeah, so he's going to come and talk about the journey, about how that movie got made and, you know, all the odds that were against it. So I have some really interesting people. That's what I'm going to say. I've had, as you know, in the past, Maeve Quinlan, who we've had on your show, who were doing a Christmas movie together. You know, I've had actors, I had filmmakers, I had the production designer for Magic City, the series. I had the director of Catwoman with Halle Berry.
Oh.
I have a lot of interesting folks. I had, you would know that, Ariana Savalas, who is Telly Savalas' daughter, a.k.a. Kojak. She's an amazing singer. She was on the episode two weeks back, and, you know, she was in Postmodern Jukebox. They do all this kind of like old school 40s and 50s songs, and they give it a positive and fun modern spin. She's been on my show talking about her journey. So I have a lot of interesting, cool people. So if anybody wants to tune in, it's really not about technical stuff or like, you know, how to be a writer. I mean, of course, we talk about that. But it's also really listening to interesting stories that may make you feel better self and about your life and your future. So that's what I wanted to say.
I wanted you to keep going with your segment because it was really very inspirational. And you just said so much incredible stuff. I'm like, I can't cut her off. I can't go into like breaking news where I'm talking about something, you know, current events that people don't want to listen to. So usually what I try to do is, depending on who, you know, who's talking, what they're saying, I'm going with the flow and the energy of the show. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to change course. And then it kind of allows me to say, all right, what should I do for the next in between before the guest comes on? And I'm going to do a couple quotes and scriptures once we're wrapping this up right now. So I'm going to keep with the vibe that you're going with. I have a feeling we're not going to throw in a lot of zingers where people, because I don't want people to have to, you know, go to reality. I want to, maybe this whole segment will just take them away from reality for an hour during the show today. You kind of set the precedent as to what direction we're going to take the show. So I'm going to take your lead, and we're going to stay away from the stuff that we tell people to turn off. So thank you.
I love that, Michelle. Yes, let's give them a little godly Friday inspiration, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, thank you for having me on, and I look forward to coming on again. And yes, keep on doing the work. It's awesome. And yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Give your website real quick.
Oh, yes, www.littlestudiofilms.com or www.thealexiamilwaukee.com, because there is only one Alexia Milwaukee. So you can find me there if you want to know about the movies I'm doing, want to get involved, you know, want to maybe have some projects that you need help and guidance from. Find me there, reach out to me, and thank you for having me.
All right, thank you for taking the entire show and changing directions on me right in the middle of a live show. So thank you, Alexia. I think
you're
I can handle it.
Welcome.
We're gonna just move the ship away to the left. So we're good. I got it under control. So thank you, my dear. We'll talk to you next
awesome.
Month, and you better get your butt out here. I want to see you.
Yes, I'm coming. Bye.
All right, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Oh, I love guests like her. She is just such an inspiration and a bright light in the midst of all of the darkness that is in Hollywood, California, and the state of California, unfortunately. But she says it's changing. It's a changing. All right, before we go to our next guest, just a couple of housekeeping tips. I want you guys to make sure, please do this for me. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We're getting censored on social media. And as I mentioned, all the new guests that we're going to be having coming on, and we're really going to be cutting hardcore into the issues that matter with all the stuff that's going on, because you need to know these things. It's affecting every aspect of your life, from your business to, going to church. And who's going to be leading different causes against us all. And it's going to affect what's going on in your community. So we're going to be bringing you a lot of headliner guests that are coming in that I had met at the Mike Lindell event. So we're going to get censored and censored even more. So please make sure you sign up for our newsletter. And we're still doing our free giveaways every single month. Like I said, I'm so far behind on social media because it's just been a crazy, crazy week with being outside of the studio for the past couple of days. But I'm going to get caught up on everything this weekend. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the graphic at the top of the page to rate and review the show, because Apple Podcasts is censoring us. But if we can get a bunch of ratings and reviews, we'll be able to get up into the rankings where we were before. And also to the right of that is a graphic that is to follow us on social media and also to join the newsletter. Everything is there. And for the monthly giveaway, we're going to have a bundle from our partners on products and services that they offer. So it's going to be much more than the $50 that we were giving. And as I mentioned, somebody said that I'm not supposed to give away cash. Apparently that's can't do that. I don't know. Maybe there's some law regulation and some bill that slipped in. I have no idea. I don't know. But anyway, if you guys can do that, that would be great. And of course, make sure you tune in March every day at noon for your nooner for motivation, inspiration, and entertainment. We are live every single day. Now, keep in mind, in Arizona, we do not change our clocks, okay? So beginning Monday, we are going to be at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So I have to change all the graphics, all the information and everything. But to keep that in mind, it is at 12 p.m. Pacific time. In Arizona, we don't change our clocks, but we do shred our ballots. We do rig our elections. And of course, according to the Board of Education, all of our babies are racist. But we don't change our clocks. So 12 p.m. Pacific time, starting Monday and moving forward. And let's see, do I have anything else? 12:27. All right, let's do this. Let's bring on our next guest, and then I will do some of those quotes in between the next segment, just because I'm going to give you a little inspiration today. We're going to keep the positivity flowing on the show today. Keep the positivity flowing. All right. My next guest is Dr. Cam Caswell. She's an adolescent psychologist and family success coach and host of Parenting Teens with Dr. Cam podcast. Audience, can you give her a round of applause? This is going to be very interesting. Dr. Cam, the audience is ready to absorb some psychology.
I love that. I need that recording to play every morning.
I'll email it to you. I cut and pasted it. Yeah. No, I'll send it to you. It's cool.
Thanks.
So tell us, since you're new to the platform, I want you to kind of introduce yourself to the audience and just give a brief little snippet, something fun that they can remember, so that when they see your name coming up in the upcoming shows, they're like, oh, I'm definitely tuning in to Dr. Cam. I remember her. She's that cool lady who's going to teach me how to get my kids back on track because they are out of control and crazy.
That is exactly right. I actually call myself the teen translator, and I'm Dr. Cameron Caswell, and I am, like you said, an adolescent coach and a family success coach. And I really help parents understand adolescents, understand their teens, because how teens act is often misinterpreted. And so when we understand why they're behaving the way they do, we can really restore a lot of peace and reduce a lot of conflict. And I know that's what all of us as parents want to do.
Now, kids these days, compared to, I'm only comparing it to I don't have any kids, and I'm comparing it to my childhood and how things were. I mean, a completely different world. I'm 48. So my childhood was the 70s and 80s, right? Graduated high school 91, college 95, just to put things into perspective. So it obviously is a very different world. We didn't have the phones. We didn't have the technology, but we also, I mean, to me, it seems like, and everybody says this, you know, the generation after them was worse than the generation before.
Yeah.
This time around, it's different. It's almost like, obviously, the kids know too much too soon, and they're doing things way before advanced. Like, I don't know, kids are doing things nowadays when we were playing in the dirt and falling out of trees. You know, we didn't even, you know, we weren't combing our hair, and these kids look like they're 35 years old. So is it really just the typical, oh, that crazy generation, they're just, you know, not, they weren't like us? Or really, is there a drastic difference between these kids and what they're exposed to and how they're being shaped and formed than every generation in the past?
That is a question that comes up a lot, Michelle. And what I believe really is the way teens develop and the way they think, and this is really based in neuroscience, it hasn't changed. What has changed is what they're having to manage and deal with. But how we help them manage through these, because next generation is going to be even more crazier. In fact, I heard that the change in technology is going to be even more drastic than what we've experienced, which I can't even wrap my head around. So there's always going to be something major and big and different coming up. What we need to do as parents is just understand that that's their life. That's normal to them. It's scary to us. It's different to us. It's normal to them. But the foundation of how to have a great relationship with your teens, how to talk to them, how to understand them, how to help them learn, how to problem solve, to make good choices, to regulate emotions, that stays the same.
Oh, so the fundamentals are the same. Just the environment and what they are getting thrown at them daily, and you know the different, like, I don't know, it's almost standards or peer pressure or things like that. I'm sure it's a little bit more high octane than years ago when somebody was just, you know, making fun of you because for something silly. Now it sounds like it could be pretty hardcore for these kids.
Online bullying is a lot tougher than playground bullying. That's for sure. So without question, they have access to a lot more information, and there's a lot of things that we're really concerned about. But I think instead of, you know, parenting in fear, which a lot of people do, you know, we've got to stop this, we've got to ban this, it's learning what the new technology is and understanding how to help them learn how to be smart about it. Because if we restrict, if we ban, if we do all that, they're smarter than us. They're going to find ways, and they're going to find ways without us being able to guide them. We want to guide them. We want to help them figure it out. So it's, in my mind, it's better to be open about it, accepting of it, and teach them and help them to use it appropriately.
Well, and based on that, it seems like it's harder or it's more challenging to be a parent nowadays than it was for my parents to be parents, because they didn't have all this other stuff coming at them. Not including what's going on in their own lives and work and in society. But it's a lot more labor intensive and a lot more communicating with their teens than ever before, because there's just so much. It's almost like, you know, remember they always used to say, like, when you leave with the baby in the hospital, they're like, it never came with an instruction book, and you never had to take like a test or a course to make sure you should be a parent. Like, you got to take a driver's test to get a driver's license, but you know, baby, no problem. Just good luck. Have a good time. And
take the human home and figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. You figure it out. I hope your mom's around. See you later. Thanks for coming. Get out real fast, because insurance has changed. We got to get you out of here in less than a day. Sorry. No, not a big deal.
That's right.
But you know, it's almost like the parents now need to almost keep having refresher courses, and it's almost something where they got to be in touch almost weekly as to what's going on, what's new, what they need to look for, what's trending, all these different things that the parents, and I mean, obviously that's why you are doing what you're doing, because the parents need that constant check-in to be able to relate. And you're also having totally different conversations that you maybe never even had in your whole life as an adult with even your adult friends, that now you've got to have with your teenage kid. And you don't have a choice. You can't avoid these things anymore, because you know things will go off the rail very quickly.
It will. And I think there's actually the pros and cons of it, actually, Michelle. I mean, there's a lot more that we need to look out for, but there's also a lot more available to us, a lot more resources that can help us. And we also know so much more about adolescent development now, thanks to neuroscience and thanks to a lot of studies, that we have the tools that we know how to relate and understand with them so much better than we did before, which can really, like I said, things are always going to be changing. But if we know how to address them in an effective way, in a way that's not going to cause conflict, but actually teach them how to problem solve, we're setting them up with these skills where no matter what gets thrown at them, they're now going to be able to figure out how to make good choices. Because there's no way for us to predict what's even coming around tomorrow. I mean, coronavirus, thank you. Like, who would have ever seen anything like that? It's not about what it is that they're dealing with. It's about how we teach them how to deal with change, with all these different things that are coming out at them. So I think that remains consistent, and the amount of information and the amount of stuff we have access to and the amount of help is just grown exponentially as well. So, I mean, there's two ways to really look at it. And that's really, you know, I think in a way there's so many more tools for us.
Well, but on the other side of that, it could be overwhelming. You could be, say, well, I don't even know where to begin, but I also don't know who to listen to. And that's why we created on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, a must listen to, must watch page, mm-hmm. where we have all the podcasts of the people that are on our show, our partners, and other people that you can trust and listen to. And I'm going to add yours on there also, so that when people are just trying to figure out, well, what podcast should I listen to, or which TV show is the one that actually is going to give me the information that's going to cut to the chase and tell me what's going on, or a live stream or a talk radio show. So somebody could just scroll down and know that they're in, this is the family coach, this is the adolescent psychologist. So then they would just see your information and then be able to find you. So you want to make sure, and it's important, and this is kind of like my PSA to the audience, make sure that people that you're listening to really know what they're doing, and you're not getting a bunch of junk, because, you know, I'm not saying they're misleading you, but there's a lot of people out there, touting that a lot of stuff. So you got to always make sure that if you're going to be taking advice or taking the time to listen, that you're listening to the right people. You know, the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Do you want to just comment on that? I mean, obviously you're a doctor, so you're in a different class as opposed to just somebody who calls himself, a coach because they got two kids and all of a sudden they're an expert.
Even those people like us with the letters before or after a name, you still have to figure out if they know what they're talking about. I agree with you completely, and you're 100% so right about that. There's just so much information. You know, you always joke, well, how do you know that? Well, it was on the internet, and it's like, oh my gosh, you can find anything on the internet. And I think that really goes back to even what we were talking about before, was learning how to discern what information is accurate, learning how to question things. So as adults, we need to learn how to do this. We also need to learn how to teach our teenagers how to do this. How do you take things and ask questions? Don't just take things at face value. Question everything. Now, this is really important for teens to do. What gets frustrating is when they learn how to do that by questioning us, their parents. We don't like that very much, but think about it. It's actually an enormously important skill for them to develop, and we're the safest ones for them to practice with. So when they do ask why, when they do ask questions, it's so important to answer them and provide basis and support behind what you're asking them to do or what you're telling them to do, because they're trying to figure out why. How do I make that decision? So I think you bring up such a really important point, because there's a lot of adults that don't know how to do that. And a lot of it's because when we were growing up, we were told not to ask questions. Now I am encouraging you to tell your teens to ask every question they can think of. It is so critical that they do that.
I think that's incredible advice for teens and for the adults, and for the adults to be reminded that they need to ask questions. Just because one person said it doesn't mean it's true. I mean, all you got to do is turn back on that TV, you'd be like, wow, that's what that one guy said. And I put all my faith into that one person. That one person has just changed the entire country for the worse. Why am I listening to this guy? Dr. Anthony Fauci. You know what I mean? You just don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that, people.
I'm making my daughter now listen to 3 or 4 different news sources every morning to see how they cover the same stories and even what stories they cover, because I want her to understand that people see it from very different perspectives, and understanding that and learning to ask why and following up on, you know, why are they reporting it this way versus that way?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they getting their facts? What is supporting them? And I want her to be a really critical thinker. And yeah, that's going to come back and make my life a little difficult sometimes when she starts asking me. But here's the thing. If I don't have a good answer, if my answer is because I said so, then I need to rethink what I'm asking. So I think that might be challenging sometimes, but that's also kind of something for us to think about.
Well, you know, that's not an answer that you would have a conversation with another adult. You're like, well, why do you think that? Well, because I said so. Well, that's not going to go over well at work. You know what I mean? It's not going to go over well you're having cocktails with your friends. Yeah, that's not. And so that's not a good comeback for your child either. So it means that the adults need to adult up. You know, they need to participate a little bit more and think about why it is that they're doing what they're doing in their own lives. You know, if they're they need to do a little deep dive on themselves, perhaps. And, you know, they can do that. We have all the resources right here on the platform. There's 116 partners to choose from and 250 different segments that you can listen to, or 213 segments, not including today's. So there's lots of content here that are in short little snippets that they can, you know, the goal is no more excuses. So we don't want anyone to say, well, I didn't know, or I didn't know what to do, where to go. No, you chose not to, and that's okay. You could choose not to, but you don't get the right to complain, and don't say, because I told you so. That's not going to work anymore. So no flying here, 100%. No flying here. Dr. Kim, can you give your website and then plug your podcast so people can tune into that?
Yeah. So my website is simply askdrkam.com. DrCam.com. So you can find everything about me there, including my podcast. And my podcast is Parenting Teens with Dr. Cam, and it's all about parenting teens. And it is, it's on every single podcast platform that I could find. So just type that in and you can find it. And I have segments of just me, and I have a lot of segments now. I interview people twice a week. So lots of experts just like you, which I love. It's finding experts that can really speak into people and answer questions. So I try to get people that can fill in some of the holes and gaps that I might not be able to fill in. So it's really, really useful for even me as a parent as well.
Yeah, you know, the more the merrier that you can get like-minded people on the same page and just kind of, you know, figuring out what the problems are and coming up with common sense solutions. As I say, we're all going to start putting our common sense caps on at 12 o'clock when we start listening to the show, and hopefully they leave them on for the rest of the day. And if you take them off at 1 p.m., I can't, you know, at least you had it on for an hour. That's all I ask. Give me an hour of common sense and being open-minded to common sense. That's all I'm asking. Dr. Kim, I think you're an amazing new partner on the platform. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the monorail, because we just keep going around until people want to jump on it. You know, the train's leaving the station, but it'll be right back after it drops a couple people off, and then they get new people on. So thanks for coming on. We're going to add you to the must listen to page, so that way people can find you very easily, and make sure you jump on the calendar for April. And I look forward to talking to you then. Have an awesome weekend, my new friend.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. You are welcome. Oh, man, Dr. Cam Caswell, the adolescent psychologist and host of the podcast for about teens and parenting. What a great new addition. I love having that kind of perspective, who people really just are on the same page, especially when it comes to helping other people. You know, that's what this whole platform is all about. And all of the information for all of our guests and all of our partners are on a website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On their particular episodes, in the write-up, you will see their name and the company name, or even just like a little brief info. If you click on that, it's blue, you know, the blue that gets you to like a website link. I directed it. All of those go directly to their websites. And of course, anybody that has a podcast are listed on our must listen to page under the Partners and Patriots tab. And of course, a hot new Take Action tab. So if you go to the Take Action tab, everything is there. And don't worry, all the tabs are connected to one each other, so you're not gonna miss out on anything. So I just tried to get them all organized so that way you can find what you need to find. I'm going to do my quotes after we have our next guest because he's been waiting too long, and I don't want him to wait any longer because he really is an incredible man. Next up is Mr. Dan Perkins. He's an author, commentator, speaker, TV, radio personality, and a veteran. You know, we love our vets. And he's host of America's Cannabis Conversation on W420 Radio Network. This guy's a big deal, and I'm just grateful that he decided to come on the show. So, audience, give him a big round of applause. Where are you? Dan Perkins, thank you for being patient on hold there. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I look forward to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted, because of what's going on in the world today, especially with kids and them still being out of school and all those different challenges, I just kind of thought it was important for Dr. Cam to give a little bit more advice when it comes to the teenagers, because the parents are going through a lot too with them being home, homeschooling and all that. So I just figured, you know what, maybe this is a moment where we just get a little bit of that information out. So again, thanks for being patient. So your bio is long, so I didn't want to even start reading that. I figured you'd be the best to kind of give an intro to the audience. And then let's talk about, if you want to talk about your nonprofit a little bit, we can, or if you want to focus on the cannabis, because you have a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, what I really want to deal with is something that's very important that I become involved with, and that is to trying to help the American people understand what their options are as it relates to the coronavirus. Right now, we just saw earlier this week a Pew Research study that in the month of February, 40% of Americans have indicated they are not going to get the vaccine. 40%. And I've been working in this space for some time, and I work with a company called CV Science who has come up with alternatives, all natural alternatives. And I'm surprised with as much publicity that we're seeing on the vaccine that the needle hasn't moved, that 40% still don't want it. And so we have to help people understand that there are alternatives to sitting on your couch, on your butt, with your hands in a jar of sanitizer and a mask on, and figuring out that that's going to protect you. We're dealing with a viral infection, and the only thing that you can have in your body that will help protect you is a strong immune system.
Exactly.
In fact, the vaccines, all of them, are not designed to cure you of COVID-19. They're designed to help your immune system be as strong as possible so you can defend yourself against this virus. And so the two products that we're working with, and I don't get any compensation, I just believe in what they're doing, are called CV Acute and CV Defense. And they're basically two all-natural products. The acute you take if you wake up with a sore throat or whatever, you take 3 doses a day for 3 days and you're done. And the thousands of people that have been taking this have found that they don't even get to 3 and they feel much better. The second piece is CV Defense, which is all natural, designed to keep your immune system at the optimum level. And what we have as a problem is that a good chunk of the 40% who are reluctant to take the vaccine are the people who have the most compromised immune system. They tend to be Black, Hispanic, and Native American. And their biggest shortfall is a dramatically low level of vitamin D in their system, because the nature of their skin doesn't allow the sun to permeate into the layers that will turn the sunlight into vitamin D into the body. That's very important. That's one of the key ingredients. So that people are saying, there's got to be a better way. I mean, if you ask a scientist about any of the COVID vaccines, you will find more questions they can't answer than they can answer. Most people do not understand that none of these vaccines are made with any strand or portion of the COVID-19 virus. They are artificially created. So we don't have enough history for this type of vaccine to know, answer the question, will it be last me for a long time or a short time? Will I have to get a shot again? We can't answer those questions because we've only been putting needles in people's arms for 3 months. We need more data. But in the, if you're decided that you're not going to do that, what happens is that there's nobody out there saying, okay, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Here's an alternative. At least while you're waiting to make up your mind, do something to protect your and strengthen your immune system, and these two products do it. And it's been a challenge because the idea that something is all natural that we're putting in our body can help us build a strong immune system is a foreign message to a lot of people in this country and a lot of people around the world. We have to educate people. We have to tell them, and that's why we created a special network called empoweryourself.info, empoweryourself.info, because we believe that being told what to do, we're not giving all the information, or the information is so convoluted and changes. I mean, this morning, the CDC announced a new set of guidelines for people traveling on airplanes who have been through the vaccination process in longer than 3 weeks. And if you look at the restrictions that are put in place, it looks like you never had the shot. So the American people are confused. They don't know who to believe. They don't know who to trust. And we're saying empower yourself. Start with an all-natural platform, and with that, build your own unique immune defense system. And then if you want to get the shot later on after you got more evidence, go ahead and do it.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you guys are trying to get the information out of just you boosting your immune system. That's unfortunately, it's common sense. And the reason why the information is not out there is because those alternative measures, which is vitamin D, zinc, and natural alternatives like yours and other products, or even HCQ and Budesonide and ivermectin, they're very, very inexpensive. They're very, very cheap, and they do work. The alternatives, medicines, and quote unquote the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, it's actually a biological agent with mRNA technology, which has tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from dead babies in the vaccine, which is not a vaccine. So we're not big proponents of that at all. I encourage everyone not to get it. I mean, you can do your own homework and research. Go right ahead. But we do not support the vaccine on this platform because it's not a vaccine. And you don't need it. You don't need a vaccine for something that is less fatal than the regular flu. So it's just use the alternatives.
Yes. And if it can get an all-natural alternative,
it's even better.
Exactly. But anybody who tries to – one of the challenges to communicate, Michelle, what we're talking about is that the government and the media doesn't want you as a person to know that there are alternatives.
Well, it goes back to censorship.
And that's part of our communication challenge.
Yes. It goes back to the censorship, and the problem is in the very beginning when – President Trump talked about HCQ, and then they shot it down like it was some foreign agent from another planet, even though it's been around for 70 years. And there was proof in multiple different countries that it works. That's why the rate of the quote-unquote coronavirus in Africa is like non-existent. But yet it is in all of these other places because it really has nothing to do with even the virus. And like I always thought, it's the political propaganda pandemic. So once people started talking about that, they all of a sudden get banned. I mean, Dr. Simone Gold, she gets banned from and censored in every single direction. Dr. Zinko, banned in every single platform. People that speak the truth, that tell you the real information, all of a sudden, boom, they don't want you to hear that. You know, this whole thing is, and like you said, CDC. The CDC is the worst source for information because it's all agenda and money driven. And if anyone has not figured that out over the past year, I there's not really much else I can provide information wise facts. And like I said, 250 shows about it, and that I can't get you to pay attention any other way. So if you come around, great, but you know, it's the information's there. You just got to choose to not listen to certain ones because it's literally not in your best interest. And you're talking about something that has taken over the entire country, this fear, this reliance on masks, which do not work. There's no clinical studies. There's no peer reviews. And the example that they use for a mask because of the size of particles is like putting up a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. That's the same similarities of going with putting on a mask on. There's no reason for it. It doesn't do anything. It's right. all about control and it's all about power. It's all about agendas and manipulation and getting the Americans to succumb to these authorities that we've put all of this faith in that have been lying to us for decades. And all of a sudden now we shut down our entire country and businesses and churches. I mean, there's a much bigger picture. We talk about it all the time. And I'm just thankful that there are people like you that are saying, hey, guys, another wake-up call. There's an alternative. There's a natural form so you don't get it. And get it. It's just another form of the flu. There's nothing magical to this. They just knew that they could ride this wave and manipulate it because they knew the American people would go for it. Because we go for everything that they throw at us. And it's unfortunate. Yeah. And now we're trying to change the tide and the turn. We're trying to take the Titanic and turn it. But, you know, there's still people that are just not paying attention. And, you know, it's just got to end. So at least there's another source that's out there that's empoweryourself.info where people can get the information. Just read common sense, guys. Put on the common sense hat. And as we said earlier in the show, the deaths for 2020 were actually lower than 19, 18, 17, 16. All of a sudden, there's no flu being recorded. Oh, no, like there's hardly any heart attacks and nobody died from cancer. Hello? That stuff didn't go away, guys. It didn't go away. They just put it in a different column. It's not you and my math where we have a checkbook and we actually have, you know, money and we write a check and we have to go ahead and subtract the balance. They use different math in government and in companies, which means you don't have to have money, but then all of a sudden you always have money. So you never have a loss if you don't feel like it. So they use that kind of math when they're putting together these statistics on purpose. So I go off on these, I call them patriotic soapboxes just because I feel like I just want to shake everybody and say, guys, come on, you're almost right there. You Americans, I know you're so smart. Just one more step and you got this. Just rip off the mask and let's get back to normal because nothing has ever changed in the past year. We chose it to change, but everything else is the same. There's nothing. It's like nothing. Literally, it's exactly the same as it was a year ago before this started, except that we made a big mess out of it.
What concerns me, and I know I've run over and I apologize for that.
No, I went on my tangent, so you can talk more.
Okay. It's your show. You can do whatever you want to do. I do the same thing on my show, but I do have concern about this statistic, which you really have to dig to find out. I bet your audience doesn't know that there of the 195 real nations of the world, 130 of those nations do not have vaccine inventory, nor have given a shot to any of their people. None. And I'm concerned that as these countries that have no vaccination, the Middle East is I have friends there. There is no public health service in the Middle East. It's war-torn countries, and it's exploding there. I'm concerned that it can continue to mutate and can mutate into something very serious, which doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a strong immune system. It's all the more reason you should have. But nobody's talking about the possibility of another strain coming from one of those 130 nations that could be more than the influenza. It could be a deadly virus. And so I say protect yourself. Don't believe the government because they don't always tell you the truth. And empower yourself to make your own decisions and get to empoweryourself.info to learn about the products and how to go ahead and buy them because you take charge of your life. That's when you have the greatest amount of control and security when you're in control of your health.
Yeah, it's all about personal responsibility. I mean, there's risk that we have every day when we walk out the front door, even when we wake up. You know, you can die by in your bathtub. You know, there's risks every day. So you just want to take preventative measures, especially with your health. And you can do that with natural natural ways. It's supplements and eating mm-hmm. healthy and exercising, getting good sleep. And we talk about that. We've talked about it all week with our health, wellness, and fitness professionals. It's very, very simple. And then you don't have to worry about mm-hmm. anything. It's like anything else. And then all of a sudden, you know, when's the last time that a lot of people got the flu? Probably a very long time ago. Same difference. Nothing has changed, guys. Mm-hmm. We created this mess. Well, we bought into the mess. And then we made it even.
Yes.
We made it even worse. Hey, plug your podcast or your talk podcast, your talk radio show, real quick. I want people to be able to tune into that.
The show, all of the shows that I'm on are on the archive section of danperkins.guru, and there's also a link to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, which we're going to talk about sometime later. And then the site for the all natural immune system is empoweryourself.info.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan, for coming on. I appreciate it. Good conversation about just people using common sense and getting back to your health and the personal responsibility and making your own health and your own self healthy. And there's many, many ways to do that. And empoweryourself.info is one of them. So thanks for coming on, Dan Perkins. And look,
sure.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say one following up what you're saying. Take the first step of empowerment. I go to the website and learn what options you have to take care of yourself. You have to take the first step. You have to take the initiative to want to learn more.
Yeah, it's personal responsibility. You have to do this on your own. No one's going to show up at your house and do it for you. So thank you, Dan.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Make sure you jump on the calendar for next month, and we'll dive into some cannabis talk.
Okay, super. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend.
You bet.
All right. So we were a little bit all over when it came to the format today. I don't know. It's just kind of a different flow. A couple of the guests, they had contacted and said that they weren't going to be able to make it. So I just figured let's go with the movement, the flow, the energy that Alexia kind of put into motion. I do want to give you a couple quotes, though, because I think that it kind of goes with the flow of the show. All right. Here's one. Do one thing every day that scares you. What a scary world, but it went on a personal business kind of challenge, getting involved in the community, something that you normally wouldn't do. Go ahead and do it. Another one. Let's see here. Oh, this is good. Jeremiah 29:11. Interesting that I had this written down in my quotes, and Clifton Pettyjohn had mentioned it when we were talking during his segment on episode 173 during personal empowerment. During the All-Star segment, and he was saying, it's Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a future and hope. Yeah. So we were saying personal responsibility, yes, but it's going to be okay. But we got to take some initiative. You know, that's why we have the Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you listen to episode 171, that's on the top there or on your favorite podcast player, gives you instructions to what you need to do. Remember, pen and paper, as opposed to if you listen to yesterday's episode 178, we were talking about writing on a Sharpie on your arm so you can remember, as opposed to post-its and paper. But seriously, you want to take out the pen and paper and put together the things that you want to work on. Find the episodes that are listed in those categories by our experts. Again, we have 116 experts and 213 different segments of this live portion of Purpose Driven Partners to give you the information that you need to get on track to begin your great awakening journey. So make sure you go to that Take Action tab. Then it gives you the episode 171 gives you a quick overview of our special March Madness Maskless Month. That's 31 days, because we all know it takes 21 days to build a habit, form a habit. And of course, you know, speaking from experience, I'm the queen of falling off the wagon. So that's what we did at 31 days of makeovers, motivation and marketing, because it's time for mo in every aspect of our lives. Well, except for those dirty masks that don't work and they make you sick. Remember, we talk about that every single episode. So you're going to take out your pen and paper this weekend. You're going to write down what you need, what you want to change, what you need to do, what you want to learn, how you want to get involved in your community, what's important to you. You're going to listen to episode 171. You're going to put your schedule together to make it happen. And we're going to be there all the steps of the way, every step of the way with you. got lots of people to help support you. And it's all free information, everybody. Free information. So it's no more excuses. Tired of it. Can't say I didn't know where to go. Didn't know who to listen to. No, this whole platform is a community of like-minded individuals, trustworthy people. So you know you're going to get, as we said, the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. You can listen to their shows, their own shows. It's all listed under the Take Action and the Partners and Patriots tab. You'll see the must-listen-tos, and that's all their own shows. So you can get even more, dig deeper with the ones that you really connect with. Get a little taste of each one. That's why we do these shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live. Now it's going to be 12 p.m. Pacific time. Remember, Arizona doesn't change the clocks, but we do rig our elections, shred our ballots, and our babies are racist. And like I said, we're eliminating excuses. If you didn't know where to go, who to follow, who should I trust, it's all here. It's all on the platform. Everybody is on the same page. And it's great content, great information. And if you're interested in becoming a partner, you can just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Partners and Patriots tab, Home tab. There's a graphic. Even on Take Action tab, there's a graphic there. Click it. Book your spot. Become part of the community. Share this with your friends. Share this with your contacts, your loved ones, because it's the resources. They can really change whatever they want in their life, from their business. You can grow their business, enhance the quality of lives, make a difference. It's all right there. 106, I'm wrapping it up. Let me give you another quote for the weekend. Quote from the weekend. Let's see, which one do I want to do? Which one's jumping out at me? Which one is jumping out? Well, I got to go with the Precision Wellness is Warrior. I am not afraid. I was born to do this. Maybe a little bit of inspiration there that you guys can make all this happen. You can. It's there. Remember, you're the champion, which we talked about all week long. Oh, next week, I do want to let you guys know, next week is week 3 of our March Madness Month, and we are going to be talking about, what is next month? Next month's a big one. Oh, we're doing community awareness, action, and faith. Whoa, this is going to be great. I've got some great guests lined up. I'm waiting for 2 or 3 surprise visits. And if they can't make it next week, we're going to have them on either later this month or next month. So you're going to love those guests. And of course, don't forget the huge lineup of people that I've met in the past 2 days. They're all coming on. They're all going to be part of the platform, and they're going to be very active. So you're not just going to get a one-time, hey, how are you interview. They're going to be part of this platform. So it's going to be great for the entire community. All right. I think I'm going to wrap it up. Let's see. Make sure you tune in on Monday for another episode of Purpose Driven Partners. 5 guests, 7-minute segments, tons of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And that is going to be now at 12 p.m. Pacific time. I'm going to start saying it, 12 p.m. Pacific time, week 3 of our March Maskless Madness Month. I want a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information and episodes are listed on our website, all over our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Partners and Patriots tab, Take Action tab. Lots of great episodes, one-on-one episodes. Get yourself together this weekend. Next week starts the hardcore launch of really getting everybody involved with your community who wants to, and taking everything up to the next level, bringing out all the information that's coming down on all these new bills that are just going to destroy our way of life. And I just feel that you guys got to know the truth. So make sure you, as we talked about yesterday, take the challenge, no labels on your food for a week. You're going to get some movement going. Remember, we were doing some exercise. We're going to do some movement to get the body in motion. Of course, we're going to turn off the junk on the mainstream media. We're going to turn off the TV. We're going to turn off the junk on the social media that you know is lies. You know, if you want real good information, you know, you want the truth about what's going on, you go to the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab. On there is the patriotic media. This is the truth. You can breeze through a bunch of the different ones, all the different resources. You can go through when you want to. I wouldn't suggest doing it all day long. You don't need it. 15, 20 minutes, get in, get out, get a couple of the things that are going on, and then go back to all the other topics that matter and stay away from the current events and news. Just dip your toe in the pool and then get out. As Wendy said yesterday, get out of that stuff. It's not where you need to be spending your time. Spend your time on the must listen to page or listen to any of the segments that we've got or any of our partners' shows. It's all great quality content. Change your life. Promise. Promise, promise, promise. So make sure you tune in Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time for another nooner of this live show, Purpose Driven Partners, by guest 7-minute segments. Tons of tips and takeaways. Make sure you follow us on Rumble. Love the Rumble. And I'm getting caught up on social media this weekend. And I'll respond to everybody who's been reaching out. Thank you, everyone, for your listening. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for sharing with your family and friends. Help us get the word out about this platform so we can help more people. And, of course, we want to support the businesses, the nonprofits, and the purpose-driven people that come on the show. And I encourage you to reach out if you want to become a part of it. There's no cost. We just want like-minded people, good people doing good business and good things. Again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I think everybody's awake, right? Awake. Hello. Awake. Go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it. Make it a great weekend. I'm going to throw in that Carrie, that Death Champion song. I'm going to throw in Carrie and then we're ending it. So Monday, nooner, motivation, inspiration, and a little bit of entertainment. Have a great weekend. Listen to the shows. Change your life. Monday, whole new world. Promise. Whole new world.
I'll be the last one standing. Two hands in the air. I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me.
To Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.